6:50 past the hour. It's Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Good morning.
Fair America Radio's Morning Sedition program, my friends.
Hey, man.
Yes, sir.
Sorry to bother you, but Pendejo, the revolutionary.
Oh, great. I've been worried about that guy. Put him on. Hey, man, how's he? Come on, buddy, say it for me.
The revolution.
Whoa, dude, what's the matter, man?
Well, you know how I was using Nerve.com to find recruits for my group, the radical group PUTA?
Yes, I do, of course, yes, you know, to take down the neocons. So, yeah, did you find yourself a revolutionary?
See, Mark.
Oh, no.
Her name is Raven. I mean, that's what she goes by, but I got a peek at her Sam's Club card. Her real name is Rhonda. Anyway.
You don't sound too happy about it. Tell me a little bit about Raven.
Raven winked at me on Nerve. I wrote to her a poem, and she came over within the hour.
Uh-huh.
She had a bottle of Jack Daniels and a couple of pistols. She said, finally, a man with cojones.
Oh, dude, that sounds great. Sounds kind of rock and roll, man. She could be good for you. She hot, is she? I mean, what's she look like?
Well, Mark,
yeah.
I would say with tattoos and piercings, less is more. Raven, however, would not agree, I'm afraid. She is called Raven because she has black feathers tattooed all over her body.
Whoa, pendejo!
I just don't know if we're compatible. Our revolutionary zeal seems to express itself in such different ways.
Whoa, what do you mean?
Raven thinks we should sell narcotics to raise money. I suggested we could raise money by starting a cutting-edge marionette theater that acts out scenes from Das Kapital.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty hardcore, man. I mean, her idea, not yours. Yours is completely wussified. What else you got?
Raven wants to create a disturbance on the floor of the stock exchange, uh-huh. Perhaps set off a tear gas canister. I suggest we act like we're from the 17th century, wear white powdered wigs and finery, and walk about tossing off devastating bon mots at the traders and their greed.
I got a feeling she didn't go for that. Do you guys agree on that? Do you agree on anything, buddy?
Well, I was initially intrigued by her idea to create a computer virus that we would unleash upon GOP headquarters. But she created a prototype on my laptop that made it impossible for me to play Doom for 3 days. And my Sims are starving.
Oh, yeah. Okay, your Sims. Your little fake people in that game about the fake world where you fake feed them and stuff.
They can die, you know.
Okay.
And another thing, it is a completely compromised my volunteer work for SETI, the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. They are out there, you know.
not as far out there as you are, Pendejo. But let me ask you something. You know what she is, don't you?
A dark devil woman?
No, Pendejo. She's an actual revolutionary, man. She is what you claim you want to be, but you just can't handle it.
No, that's not it, Mark. Stompers.
You're a shit too.
Cannot be left alone.
Mm.
Stompers simply does not like Raven. So, you know, that's that.
Stop hiding behind Stompers.
Anyway, she plays bass in a band and that intimidates me. And I saw her once at Paramus Mall making out with another girl. I don't want to get mono, Mark. I may have to break up with Raven.
Dude, you do that and you're breaking up with the revolution, man. Come on. She's the kick in the ass that Puta's been needing. You should take advantage of this.
Mark, Raven wanted to tie me up and spit in my mouth to show me what it's like to be a woman.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, dude.
Mark, I'm so frightened. I can hear a motorbike approaching. I have to turn the lights off and hide. You've got to help me, Mark. She makes me take my shirt off and touches me where my bathing suit covers.
You're on your own, Pendejo. Take it easy.
Until next week, viva la revolution!
I think he's got
nasty, filthy business.
He's got himself into some trouble. It
seems that way.
I think I dated Raven. Or it was several different versions of her in college, anyways. Definitely. And not with that many tattoos.